Greetings, Covenant friends in Peoria. As you have heard, I am Beth Fredrickson, representing the Christian Camping Ministry of the Central Conference. I would have so enjoyed being with you in person today. I had been looking forward to worshiping with you, greeting you, sharing in the fellowship of our Lord Jesus together. When Pastor Wright contacted me last January, who could have anticipated this day? Yet I thank him for this invitation and the wonders of video technology, and I do look forward to being together with you in person. Harbor Point Ministries, the organization I serve, connects Covenant Harbor and Covenant Point Bible camps with each other and with all 105 or so covenant churches of the Central Conference of the Evangelical Covenant Church. As a group, all the churches own both camps. You are one of those churches. Together, we are a ministry of the churches of the Central Conference and a ministry for the churches of the Central Conference. If you're not familiar with us, I'm just going to provide a brief overview. Covenant Harbor Bible Camp is in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and Covenant Point Bible Camp is in Iron River, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. Both are amazing places of natural beauty, welcome, and Christian community. Both disciple children, youth, and adults through a wide variety of year-round programs. Both are places where you are invited. In addition to bringing you greetings from the camp ministry, I bring you greetings from my parents, Bernie and Esther Windmiller. They recall so fondly the years they spent with you, my dad, as your interim pastor, and they asked me to especially remember them to you. They have moved from Princeton near you to a senior living community near me in the greater Milwaukee area. I am sharing with you today from the sanctuary of the Evangelical Covenant Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I am a member. It is good to be with you in the house of the Lord in heart and in spirit. Let's begin our time together this morning by watching a short video that highlights four Central Conference pastors, their churches, and their experiences with camp ministry.
I think our church community is able to trust Covenant Camping so strongly because there are relationships that might only be a day or a week old, but also are rooted in much longer connections, years and decades of an institution and a group of people that are desiring a similar thing.
The camp years, especially as a kid, are very important years, I think, in Christian development. And so that kids would have this opportunity to every year, or even sometimes twice a year, be able to be in a space with other believers and people that care, and that be a part of their formative years, I think is so important.
I think there are many ways in which someone is spiritually formed. And I think our leadership team is very aware that our kids are impacted when they go to camp.
It's amazing when our students just go to camp and get to experience the gospel and be part of the kingdom in a whole different context. And as a pastor, it's affirming. It's very affirming for me for them to go out and hear the word of God through different perspectives, through different voices, through different cultures.
In my experience at Harbor and at Point, there's always been a sense of welcome. Everybody makes an effort to let you know that you are welcome there. And so I think anyone that is interested in going to camps or any adults that are interested in these retreats, there's a place for you.
It's been very important to us that our kids, as well as our adults, are exposed to Point and Harbor.
Our church is very active in the off-season at camps. We have a family camp that goes to Covenant Point in late January, early February. And we also have a men's retreat and a women's retreat at Covenant Harbor. So for it to not just be a youth-related ministry, I believe has an impact on our congregation as a whole.
When anybody wants to come back to something over and over again each year, there's a reason.
It's significant that kids are inviting their friends, that the experience that they're having, they want their friends to have, and they're confident of the experience that they're having.
In the past 5 years, the mission and the vision for our church to send our students to camp was for them to also give back to the camp. Some of them started as crew and now are serving as counselors. And it's just amazing to even see our students impacting camp ministries by bringing out their perspective, their points of views, their culture into camp.
To have our students not only be blessed by our local church context, but hopefully feel called into a staff position at a Covenant camp. We view it as a pipeline to a continued navigating of ministry. Whether you become a youth group leader here or a member of staff at a Covenant camp, we just hope that you make it a lifetime commitment, and we're so grateful that camp allows for that.
If I was with you, I would ask those of you who have worked at camp, volunteered with camp, or participated in a camp program to stand up right now. Instead, I'm going to ask you to wave at your screen and pretend that I can see you and hear, you can hear my thank you for your support of camp ministry. If you don't know about camp ministry, your two camps, I invite you to check out three websites, centralconf.org under ministries, covenantharbor.org, and cpbc.com. On these websites, you can learn about the wide variety of year-round programs that we typically offer for youth and families, individuals, and groups. You can read about how God moves through camp ministry. You can learn about scholarships and discounts, the charter bus that goes to Covenant Point from Rockford, programs for youth leadership development, a program for families with a child on the autism spectrum, and so much more. We would love to welcome you to camp and to serve you there. And we look forward to growing in our relationship with your congregation. Now, let's transition to our message for today. Today, we're going to talk about keeping a grip on hope. The text God gave me is from Lamentations 3, verses 19 through 24. And I'm going to be reading from the Message. I'll never forget the trouble, the utter lostness, the taste of ashes, the poison I've swallowed. I remember it all. Oh, how well I remember the feeling of hitting bottom. But there's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. Haven't we been in a time of hopelessness, a period when we have felt lost? If you've been sick during the pandemic, no doubt you felt like you swallowed poison. It's a bitter pill. Our national conversations around race and the presidential election are hard. Layer on changes to work, school, social and family gatherings, and our life together in the church. Everything has changed. To some extent, we have likely all felt as if we've hit rock bottom. For some of us, we may still feel that way. As the virus has worsened in Wisconsin these past weeks, I have felt like I'm living April and May all over again. When are things going to get better? Where are you, God? This past spring, as our leadership team in camp ministry pondered and prayed over the summer, we experienced those feelings. We asked those questions. Our spring retreat groups had all canceled. We lost tens of thousands of dollars in fee income. Summer looked ominous. Would we be able to hold camp programs? If we could, what would they look like? Would anyone come? Would anyone get sick? There was no predicting tomorrow or next week, much less the summer. The wisdom and prophetic literature of the Bible speaks to our inability to know the future and our foolishness in trusting in it. It also speaks to a future hope for the people of God, a future peace for the people of God, a future glory for the people of God. In the midst of their exile in Babylon, the Lord tells his people through the prophet Jeremiah that he will come back to them and bring them home. "For I know the plans I have for you," God declares. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And in our Lamentations passage, which Jeremiah also likely wrote, we will see again this emphasis on hope, because hope is based on who God is. "Oh, I remember my troubles," Jeremiah says. "But there's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness, God." Remembering God's faithfulness is usually where I get lost. In the worry of a moment or the crush of a day, remembering is not my strength. I'm immersed in the now, focused on what's next, thinking ahead. But when I pause, especially at the beginning of a day, God reminds me of what I don't seem to be able to remember on my own. His merciful love is there to be seen. His faithfulness makes a way. When we were considering options about the summer, when the pandemic was new and everyone was trying to figure out how to navigate, we walked in the dark. We talked with local health officials. We talked with our medical teams, leaders in our communities, leaders of the 20 other Covenant camps across the country, parents, pastors, donors. We prayed, we read scripture, we read all the information we could get on the virus. And we reminded one another that this wasn't the first time we had experienced unexpected, unwanted change. We have been in hard places before. We intentionally asked ourselves, what had we experienced of God then? How had God shown up for us? How had we emerged because of God's care? It's true, we had never been in this exact situation along with the rest of the world. We were facing something different, but God had not changed. We prompted one another to remember God's merciful love. We named who God was to us before and who he is to us today. We recalled the characteristics and results of those previous hard times. We looked back to remember that we had found new creativity, a spirit of perseverance, expanded relationships with faithful friends and churches who surrounded us with encouragement, prayer, and yes, financial support. We remembered that we found new eyes to see new ways of looking at ministry. God had shown up in many ways. We began to get a grip on hope. Oh, we remembered the troubles. Who could forget? But there was one other thing we remembered, the remembering that reminded us to keep a grip on hope, the remembering that corrected our mindset away from fear and toward promise. "We're sticking with God again this time," we said. "He's all we've got." And God did not disappoint. We canceled overnight youth programs at both camps. We waited in prayer. We asked questions. Is there any kind of program we could do? With no income from programs, we needed money. So we began asking people for it. And they responded with generosity. We said, "What's most important here? Health and safety, and doing our part to flatten the curve." So we followed the best advice of the experts. None of it was easy, but it wasn't hopeless. At Covenant Point, staff engaged all kinds of projects to improve the facilities and property and get ready for the next accreditation visit. They offered a few cabins to families who wanted to enjoy the grounds and who were willing to manage their own meals. At Covenant Harbor, staff developed a summer day program for youth and a family getaway program. From July 5th through mid-August, we served 815 youth day campers and 70 families at Covenant Harbor. At both camps, we served 25 Covenant pastors and their families who came for rest and refreshment after a stressful spring. We were delighted to serve them and to provide financial discounts to help ease their personal circumstances. The thing is, in a typical summer, we would have served about 3,200 youth campers at both camps. This summer, we served 815 wonderful kids. You could say, ouch! But this summer was so different. When we look back, I believe we are going to remember not only the reduced numbers, but the lack or the lack of overnight programs, the financial losses, and the stress. We also are going to remember our grip on hope. We're going to remember the dad who said, Covenant Harbor was a life-giving place for our family this summer, especially for our oldest son. Coronavirus isolation in the spring was very hard on him, but after a few days of camp, he was back to the fun-loving, open 12-year-old God created him to be. We're going to remember the pastor who told me with tears in his eyes that the neighbors he and his family had brought to camp were so grateful to be away from home in a safe place. They didn't know Jesus, but they were in a place where the name of Jesus was spoken, elevated, and honored. We're going to remember the mom who said, our family simply enjoyed wonderful days feasting on the beauty and serenity of Covenant Point. We're going to remember the mercies of so much warm weather and sunshine that we served only 3 meals in 6 weeks inside the dining room at Covenant Harbor. Every other meal was able to be held outside. And we're going to remember the biggest mercy of all. We did not have a single case of the virus in 6 weeks of programs at Covenant Harbor or among staff at either camp. Praise God. Summer is over, and the fall and winter don't look so promising for running programs. We still don't have income coming in from programs. We've had to furlough staff, cut expenses, close buildings, tighten our belts in every way. I'm remembering our troubles. I'm remembering how we still feel lost, how some days it seems like we're still tasting ashes. God, will you help me remember the one other thing? Your loyal love can't have run out. Your merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're new every morning. Will you help me keep a grip on hope? What about you? I know you have your own story of trouble to tell. No doubt you also wonder if you haven't swallowed some poison, gotten lost. Listen, friends, to Jeremiah's good news. Whatever your circumstances, no matter how bitter the pill, stick together and stick with God. Remind one another of how God has seen your family, your church, your community through past hard times. Name how he has shown up for you. Recall together his attributes that brought you courage, perseverance, and peace. Truly, God is all any of us has left. He is faithful. His mercies are new every morning. Seek God, you will find him. Remember what he has done for you in the past and keep a firm grip on hope. Let's pray. Oh God, when we're tired, lost, tasting ashes, hitting bottom, it's hard to keep a firm grip on anything, much less something as elusive as hope. Thank you for placing us in community in your church. I pray for this congregation and these people, Father. Will you remind them, as they remind one another, that your loyal love does not run out, that your merciful love has not dried up. With every new morning, may they see your mercies and say, how great is your faithfulness. We are sticking with God. Oh God, through your mercy, may they keep a firm grip on hope. We pray in the name of the one who is our living hope, Jesus the Christ. Amen.